Michelangelo's masterwork in the Sistine Chapel is, of course, world-renowned, oohed and aahed at. But if you're looking for classical frescoes a little closer to home, the U.S. Capitol houses the work of another Italian artist. Drawing a blank? The name is Constantino Brumidi. His flowering vines twine up to the ceiling of the so-called Brumidi corridors on the Senate side of the Capitol. Little mice and squirrels perch among the vines, and hundreds of birds of all species adorn those lofty halls. Over almost 150 years, these panels have taken in dust and smoke and questionable touch-ups by other artists. But they're now being slowly restored. I walked through these corridors with Amy Burton from the Senate Curator's Office, and she explained some of the mysteries the restoration is uncovering.
There have long been questions, were these New World birds? Were these birds just of North America? And you have to remember that in the late 1850s, when Brumidi was painting this, there was, you know, quite a spirit of exploration and identification of new species. Almost every, you know, government, you know, railroad expedition or survey team had a naturalist with them to record, you know, the flora and fauna that they were discovering.
You know, I originally wanted to do this story because I saw people working on the restoration, peeling back layers of paint, and they were taking an X-Acto knife and cutting into the wall, and it looked like cutting into a gobstopper because there were just layers and layers of different colors of paint going back through the last, you know, almost two centuries, century and a half anymore.
Absolutely. The restorers are, you know, scraping away the layers of the old paint, and they'll reveal, you know, a more delicate beak or an eye that's the correct color. So birds that previously went unidentified now are identifiable, which is very exciting to us.
Let's look at this a little bit more closely here. We're standing right next to the elevator, and of course the elevator wasn't here when Brumidi was painted.
Exactly. So unfortunately, you can see that the elevator has, you know, run over many of the details.
Flanking the elevator doors are these beautiful murals that are just covered with birds. This meadowlark has black markings on its throat and breast.
Yeah.
Were those markings there before?
No.
Oops, excuse us, Senator Byrd. How interesting.
How appropriate.
We're talking about birds over here. These markings, could you see them before the restoration?
No, actually, I'll show you.
Oh, do you have a picture?
Yes. See, there it was before.
Oh, before the restoration.
Before the restoration.
Not only were the black markings not on the throat, but the sort of dappling.
Exactly, the spots along the side. And all of those details are very important for ornithologists trying to identify the birds.
I also have with me Melinda Smith, who is the associate curator here in Senate Side. And I understand you can tell us a little bit about the restoration.
Yes, yes. What's interesting to notice is that there was something described as a stylistic drift. Brumidi's original work was very freehand, and over time, people used more technical skills to touch up the work so that the decoration over time became obscured, and that's why some of the birds and the other elements probably couldn't have been identified because they had been misrepresented over time, the change in color, maybe elimination of details.
If you'd like to come this way, I'll
show
you.
Sure, absolutely.
These are a pair of motmots. They're a Central American bird, and now you can see the, you know, the wonderful colors in them, similar to the colors they have a mallard's head, with that kind of dark iridescence.
Sort of oily,
The green
bright.
That turns to blue and black, and those details really shine through right now. They're flanking a bowl of fruit. Previous painters had made a bunch of grapes.
Oh,
but when they restored the corridors, there were no grapes. It was actually covering what might be a pomegranate and a pear.
There are different fruit in the bowl. My goodness, there was a really different idea of what restoration was. Mm-hmm. Seems almost blasphemous to me. I mean, how could you cover up the original Brumidi work?
One thing that remains a mystery to us is how did Brumidi come to study all of these birds living in Washington, D.C.?
Right, these motmots you said are Central American. I've never seen one of these in my backyard.
Beautiful bird. So, of course, the thought is that specimen skins would have been, you know, sent to the Smithsonian, and there is a guidebook from 1874 that states that Brumidi did study the bird specimens available at the Smithsonian. But a bird skin can really only show you so much. So how did Brumidi manage to capture the correct eye color? And how was he able to capture, the correct leg colors? He rendered the details with impressive accuracy.
Well, Melinda Smith and Amy Burton, thank you both so much. This has been wonderful.
Thank you for visiting our aviary.
Also, check out some before and after pictures and more information on Constantino Brumidi at npr.org.